Hi, I'm Emily Martin, and I'm going to be your slow hiking guide today. And slow hiking is a form of mindfulness in nature, where really the journey is the destination. We're not necessarily trying to get through the entire trail or race up the hill or reach a goal. The goal simply is to be present, to have fun, and enjoy this beautiful place. Today we are at Catherine Creek, and for our slow hiking experience here, we're actually going to do a scavenger hunt. This is a bit oriented towards younger people, perhaps ages 4 to 12, but adults feel free to join in and experience the magic of nature. Please let your child know that there's no picking of flowers or collecting of any objects. Let's take 3 breaths, breathing in through our nose and out through our mouth. And as you breathe out, you can just give a big sigh, and it can be loud, almost like a lion's roar. Good. We're going to start our journey by going to the right. So if you're at the main Catherine Creek kiosk, we're going to follow the trail to the right. And anytime there's an intersection, just stay to the right. So we'll basically be doing the outer loop of the paved area of Catherine Creek. So what's fun about doing these slow hiking audio files is I don't know what season of the year you're coming. And so this can be a more or less challenging first scavenger hunt task, depending on the season you're in. But here it is. Your first task on the nature scavenger hunt is to look down at the color of your shirt, whatever the dominant color is, meaning the color that's mostly on your shirt. So most of your shirt is this color. I want you to now find something in nature without picking it, just finding it, something in nature that matches the color of your shirt. And once you have that, I want you to show it to your parents. I'll just give you some time right now so you can keep the audio recording going. If you're having trouble finding something on the ground, don't forget to look in the sky. Look at the trees. If there's wildflowers, look at the colors of the flowers. You can look underneath leaves or at the base of the plants to find more colors. Going to give you another minute to find the color in nature that matches your shirt. And if you need more time than a minute, you can always pause the audio file. Good job. Okay, if you haven't found the right color, you can pause the audio file and keep looking. If you have found the right color, great job. Show one of your parents or your friends and continue hiking down the path. Now that you've started to clue into all the colors that you're seeing around you, I want you to find something from each color of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet. Okay, see what you can find. Okay, I hope you were able to find something from each color of the rainbow. Good job if you did. It's really an amazing place out here at Catherine Creek. By this point, I'm hoping you've gotten to a view of the Columbia River. And I want you to pause in your walk and just look at the river. Look at the water going by. See if you can see any patterns in the water, any colors, different textures. Just notice all the movement of the water. Do you see any birds or ducks, eagles, ospreys? Do you see anything flying above the water, near the water? Look all the way upstream towards the Dalles. Then look all the way downstream towards Portland. I want you to turn completely around. So you're going to do what's called a 360 degree view. So you're going to slowly turn all the way around. But when I say slow, I mean I want you to do this very slowly. And I want you to look up and down and all around at the trees, at the rocks, at the river, if the mountain is out. Just turn slowly. And take in the complete landscape. Now I want you to turn to someone you're with, a friend or a parent, a partner, and share one thing that you saw with them. So point out one thing that you saw that maybe they didn't see. And if you're with a group of people and you're all doing it, that's beautiful. You can all share one thing that you saw and actually go and say, oh yeah, I saw this bird. Did you see that bird in that tree? And you point it out. So go ahead and share, and I'll wait for a minute. You haven't had enough time to share, go ahead and pause this recording and finish your share. continue walking down the trail. At this point, I believe you'll be walking upriver along the Columbia. And soon you'll enter into a beautiful oak dell, which is really just a little grove of oak trees. And it will feel different down here because you're not in the high or the open grassy areas. You're in an area where there's trees. And lots of animals like to live here under the oak trees. So the first thing I'd like you to do once you enter into the forest is to pause. So go ahead and stop walking. I want you to listen for the most distant sound that you can hear. Is it the sound of the highway? Is there a plane overhead? What's the furthest away sound you can hear? And now I want you to bring your attention closer and closer into your body, noticing what other sounds you hear at this moment. The closest sound you can hear. Do you hear the sounds of your family? If you listen closely, can you hear the sound of your own breath? Let's take three breaths here. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. If you want to make those big breaths, you can. Good. Let's continue walking down the trail. And while we're in this oak grove, I want you to find some place you can safely sit near a tree of your choice. So I don't want to encourage that you go off the trail. There is a bench down in this area, so that would be a great place to sit. If there's somewhere else that's close to the trail that you can easily just sit on the side of the trail and being close to a tree, that also works. So take a few moments or minutes to find a place where you can sit or stand. Stand's okay, next to a tree, as close as you can get to the tree. And this might feel a little funny at first. Maybe you've never sat down by a tree and connected with it. But the invitation is to gently touch the bark of the tree. You don't want to pull anything off or hurt the tree in any way. You just rest your hand on the bark of the tree. Notice what the texture of the tree feels like. Maybe look at the tree bark and see if there's any cracks or crevices. See if you notice any ants or bugs crawling around, spiders. If you don't see any bugs, is there evidence of bugs? Maybe some bite marks or some trails left by insects. What color is the tree bark? How old do you think this tree is? Does it feel old to you? If you want to lean against the tree, you can. If you want to put your face on the tree, you can. If you want to gently touch its branches or its leaves, that's fine. What do you think the tree's name is? If the tree had a name, what would it be? What's kind of fun is you can even ask the tree, "What is your name?" And just wait for a response. Sometimes a name comes really easily, just comes right into your head. And if no name comes, that's not a problem. Don't worry about it. Before we leave this tree, I want you to express some gratitude, which is a fancy word for thanking the tree. I want you to express some gratitude to the tree. Why, you might ask? Well, trees give us oxygen. All the green leaves on these oak trees and these conifer trees are photosynthesizing and literally producing the oxygen that we breathe. So we can thank them for our breath, our ability to have oxygen in the air that we need to breathe. But also thank the trees for the shade they provide and all the little spots they provide for squirrels and birds. Fox dens. Trees are amazing and they offer so much. So thank your tree. And continue walking. After you go through the little forested area, you're going to start to see, you might see a pond. You might be getting up back onto the higher bluffs again in the grassland. There might be flowers. I want you to start noticing what you're walking on. Obviously, you're walking on the pavement, the asphalt that's been poured for you so that you have easy access to this beautiful area. I want you to start to notice what else is on the pavement. What's that green stuff? What's that dark green stuff? What's that lighter green stuff? Almost white, almost sky blue. Can you guess what it is? Well, if you said moss and lichen, you're right. So moss is the darker green, fuzzy plant you see. And the lighter green, it's almost like a light blue gray that looks more crusty. That's in the shape of kind of like a quarter or sand dollar, sort of circular. All along the pavement, that's lichen. Lichen is actually a combination of a fungus, so like a mushroom, and a plant. So the saying goes, Alice Algae took a lichen to Freddy Fungus. So algae and fungus make lichen. There's actually lichen all over if you start looking at the rocks around here. So next time you see a patch of rock, why don't you go up to it and see if you can feel some fuzzy moss? And then see if you can also feel and see some different kinds of lichen. Depending on the season that you're coming out, the moss may or may not be green. It may be a little bit dried up and more yellow. And there's all different, multiple different types or species of lichen. Just go investigate. So the next rock you see, I want you to touch the rock, smell the rock, look for the different species. All right, let's continue up the trail. And at this point, you'll be heading a little bit uphill, probably feeling like you're headed back towards where you started, which is correct. But first, you're going to get to see the actual creek named Catherine Creek that this area is named after. So make sure you spend some time overlooking the rock wall and looking down at the creek. You can't get down there today on this hike, but if you come back another time and actually do the upper section, so the section of the trail that's on the north side of the road, if you take that trail, you will cross Catherine Creek, and there's really fun rocks to be on and a log bridge to walk over. And so I encourage you to share with your parents that trail opportunity if you want to do something else the next time you're here. While you're at the creek, I invite you to check in with how you're feeling. So for me, sometimes I do this by putting my hand over my heart. So your heart is on the left side of your chest. So go ahead and put your hand on your heart. Maybe close your eyes. Take a breath. And just ask yourself, how am I feeling? Or what am I feeling right now? And see what kind of response you get. You might be feeling tired. You might be feeling excited. You might be feeling hot or calm. Whatever it is, that's great. You can take your hand off your heart. You can open your eyes. And you're going to start to walk back towards the beginning of this trail. And there's one final part of the scavenger hunt that I want you to experience. And this little activity comes from Lily Carey, who's an interpretive ranger with the Forest Service. And the Forest Service actually manages this land. So we are really appreciative of the Forest Service. For our final activity, go ahead and sit down on the trail and take a really close look at the ground. Often we forget that there is a whole world that's active underneath our feet. And I want you to take some time. Take a look. Is there anything moving? Anything crawling around? What do you see? Dirt? Rocks? Tiny plants? Decaying matter? Do you see anything moving? Are there any insects? What are those insects doing? Although these tiny creatures and plants may seem unimportant, a lot of what you see is integral to the health of the larger ecosystem, or the place that we call home. The insects help to break down the decaying matter into nutrients that plants can absorb and in turn provide food for the larger animals in the area. So now, as you're sitting next to these tiny, beautiful things, I hope you have a greater appreciation for them. Next time you take a hike, take a moment to slow down and observe the ground. You might be surprised with what you find. This concludes our slow hike together today. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye.